after the show because I have to talk to you about this.
I'm on Mars, man.
Sounds so funny.
I just got the Mars.
I'm on Mars, man.
I'm fighting fat people with shields.
Shiite Muslim gonna die. You gotta
oh my god,
me, man.
Dude, attack. Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well have killed one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh!
No!
Seth has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on.
I really hate you.
What the fuck is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, guys?
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, go, go. Kill him. Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge. You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome. What were you laughing at? I didn't even... I literally did... I hit record and you start laughing.
Wow.
Didn't even get going. You didn't even let me start.
You waited like 5 minutes.
That's because I have to push... I am holding the microphone in my hand. So
like
I have
a pop
to...
singer?
I have to use push to talk. And then I have to move my mouse while I'm using push to talk to the play or record button. Okay? So if
your
you want to come over
so
here,
difficult.
If you want to come over here and do all this stuff for me,
he just
you're
wants
welcome.
Someone to hold his mic.
Yes. If you
I'll
could just come over
you.
Here and hold the mic right in front of me,
I'll do it for you
for free. Then that'll be great. Anyway, welcome to Rage Quit Radio, episode 31. This is pretty much our week after Destiny, I guess you could say, episode. Because I'm almost certain we're going to end up spending a lot of the time talking about this.
Nah.
You know, it's the hot topic. It's the most popular thing on the internet right now.
It's what all the kids are doing these days.
It literally is. And I felt a little jealous this weekend. This is,
aww.
Which is why after you explained to me what was going on, Ian, I titled my stream. Somebody got a little mad, Josh. And
I didn't get mad.
Oh, okay, you got a little upset.
I didn't get upset.
Okay,
I was
a little
just
scared
bringing
now.
Something
you
to
sound,
your attention.
You sound really angry. Please calm down.
He ain't mad.
Please calm
Fuck
down.
Fuck you guys, I quit the show.
Whoa. Well then.
Ouch.
That escalated quickly. And so did my penis.
Well, okay, that just went way beyond where we were.
I'm not confused about that. Never mind. Keep talking.
What is going on, guys? What have you been doing besides playing Destiny? Anything? Any other games or anything productive?
I cleaned the kitchen.
Dude, me too. No
I
way.
Washed the dishes, and then I played Destiny, and then... I went to sleep and played some Destiny.
So, guys,
I remembered to give my cats water.
Not food.
After
that's
a couple
something
days.
Productive.
Just water, no food.
Oh, I knew I forgot something.
They're cats.
So guys, how is Destiny so far? It's only been a week. It's still early enough to give first impressions. So, what are y'all's thoughts on the game so far?
I agree with everybody on the internet and that the game sucks.
Okay, then. Josh?
Which is not my sentiment. I'm just playing around.
Oh, it's awesome, man.
What about it is awesome?
Things and stuff.
Stuff and things.
Right.
And things and stuff.
Wow, you guys are great reviewers.
So, what was so great? Stuff and things.
How was
Well, I put in the show notes a couple different topics about the game if you want to talk about it or not. Couple different.
You know what? Go ahead and mention them because right now I can't exactly reach my mouse.
Can't get that thing in there.
I can't exactly reach my mouse while I'm talking. So,
He's really on the toilet right now, and he's like, oh, I can't get back to the laptop in time.
I think he is, dude.
This is a really long cord.
Okay, so Lance is on the toilet.
So, all right, story.
For that show,
story.
Our Destiny show, yeah, we're going to be talking about...
Let's start off with the most negative portion of the game.
Hey,
good job there, Josh.
He listened that first. You know?
I thought maybe get the negative out of the way.
Wow. So going into the game, how does the story pull you in? Does it, you don't really know what's going on yet? Or
it's like, okay, imagine going to the circus for the first time. You've never seen cotton candy before. You're on drugs. Somebody throws cotton candy at you and says, hey, come with me. And you're like, what?
What the hell?
You're going to have a great time, but you have no idea what's going on.
Oh, my God. That's got to be the most interesting description ever.
You're going to go for a ride, and it's going to be fun, but you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. You don't know how you got here, but you're like, this is going to be great.
Yeah, there's very little detail when you start off. There's very little detail when you end the campaign. There's not a lot of like meat to the story. It's a story that draws you in, and you keep playing through that storyline because you want to learn more, but you never really learn more. You kind of get like enough information to keep you wanting, like, you know, oh, maybe I'll learn something at this next mission. Maybe I'll learn something this next mission. you never learn anything.
See, Josh, I got something out of the story. The theme of the entire story is I could tell you what's going on, or I don't have time to tell you. That's the theme of the story, okay? Yes.
No, everybody... what they want to do is they want to tell you the story through interpretive dance.
Yes. That's why there's a dancing emote. We're supposed to do that after every mission.
So is the opening any like I only got to play the beta. So is the opening any different? Sometimes they like to change from what they experienced in the beta. So the last thing that I remember is that one like hierarchy dude that you talk to in the tower that's all like the darkness is here.
I could tell you of this awesome
battle that happened.
And I remember him saying that.
It's like I could tell you all these really cool details. Nah, you don't need to know it. Just
he's really
stuff.
Bungie. He's actually Bungie. He's going, I could tell you of all the great bad things that happen, but I'm not.
There is.
You already bought the game.
You already bought the game. I don't even have to do storytelling.
That's great.
A lot of people are bashing the story online, and I think that's a big part of like the low reviews scores on it is because of the story. But Ian, you brought up a really good point to me that the fact that you go into Halo 1, like just try to forget everything you learn from reading
you
the book.
You get more, you know, like Lance said, you get way more info in Halo 1
You're
than
right.
you do Destiny. But there's a lot of gaps.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like if you go
it's
into
got
Halo,
more gaps than the store gap.
I mean, you brought out like you don't know what Master Chief is. You don't know
the
Cold
Protocol
is
mentioned.
Yeah, you don't know
what
the Cold.
What the heck is the Cold Protocol?
Right. You don't know who the Forerunners are. All you know about the Covenant is you kind of learn that they're religious, I believe.
You know that
they're trying to kill
like
you.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah.
And the fact that they call him a demon.
Well, second one now.
Yeah. I don't think they'd. No,
they did it in the first one. I thought the grunts always yelled.
No, there were no English-speaking grunts in Halo 1.
I think you're right. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, so there was a lot. Basically, there was like if you didn't
books. No. There were English-speaking grunts. There weren't English-speaking elites.
Anyways, there's a lot of gaps, basically. Yeah, there was a lot of gaps in the first Halo.
Yeah.
And we'd really, you know, we kind of, we were still guessing up until Halo 3 of, you know, who the Forerunners are, you know, why we were called the children.
You don't even
find out in Halo 3,
so spoiler alert.
Yeah, don't you only find out until, like, Halo 4?
Which isn't made by Bungie. That's weird. That's so weird.
Well, if you read the books, I think the books did.
No.
That came out after 3.
Nope.
Okay. All right. I'll let that one go. I haven't read the books in a long time.
Once 3 for 3 took the reins, gaps started getting filled. It's weird.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, you sent me this really interesting article.
You can't talk about it.
I will just read the first part. I won't read the actual,
you can't
like,
talk about it.
Anyways, it says, many people seem to think that Destiny's story is, well, lackluster. But what if most people are missing one big key thing about the story?
He just said everybody is dumb. That's what he said politely. What if everybody's just an idiot? That's what he just said.
And then he goes on to, like, there's a, like, talk about the existing story, and then it goes into a bunch of fan theories. And basically is like, well, this is what this open-ended, you know, storytelling allows, is all these fan stuff, all this guessing, and for stuff to be filled in later.
I mean, if you think back on how often your brother and I would sit in the car for 5 hours thinking about, what if this is that, or that is this?
Right.
And you're totally wrong. That's what kept us playing the game. That's what kept us loving the universe, buying the merchandise, buying the books.
I will say, controversy usually does give attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, like, I was disappointed with the story. Like, I was straight up disappointed. I always wanted more information. I never got enough information. But I think the story will be okay as long as they expand on it, whether it's in the next couple updates, through raids, through some sort of way in game. They need to expand on the story, and I'd also really want to see a book right now. I want a book like the Halo books that explains what the crap is going on.
I'm sure though that could be in the works though. I mean, they did talk though, like, there might not be a lot of story right now, but Bungie has said that there will be apparently a lot of DLC that will be coming, and we don't know how much of that is actually going to be story-driven, so, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, apparently they're supposed to be supporting this game for the next 10 years.
Dang!
That's a long time.
Yeah, they're supposed to be supporting Destiny. Now, I don't know if that's just this Destiny, or, like, you know, Destiny 2 and Destiny 3, but anyways, they're supposed to be supporting it for the next 10
years.
It's
their destiny to eventually come out with a story. I'm sorry, I was too...
But,
too,
I don't, so what would you rate on a scale of 1 to 10
the story?
And, yeah.
That's hard because right now I'm at a point where I'm really interested, but because everybody says the story sucks, I'm expecting to be really let down.
Think about Mass Effect.
So, I didn't play 3.
I won't say. But that was kind of the reverse situation. Story, all the way from the very beginning, all the way to the end was... I mean, all the way up to the end was absolutely amazing.
And then the end fizzled out.
And then you're like, oh, I feel terrible right now. So
you're saying Destiny feels terrible
no.
all the way up to the ending?
What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is, would you rather? I mean, which way would you rather have it? You know,
I feel like it's a bigger
letdown.
That's true. That is true.
You know, Master Chief could have walked out at a portal or something and been like, "Wait, what?" You know, I don't know.
Anyway, that's kind of what I feel. Like for me personally, the only thing holding me back, one, because it's $60, two, I have to share an Xbox, and three, it doesn't have enough story for me to spend $60.
Xbox 360s are like $100 right now.
I don't have $100.
You just said 60, that'd be 160, you bud.
Yeah, 160.
I don't have 160 to shout out for Destiny right now, is my point.
Story is not going to pay off. If Destiny was something else, I'm sure you would.
Okay, so this is my impressions for the story.
I didn't mean a game, by the way.
I would give the current story that's there, like the actual story telling of it, like a 4.5 or something. But yeah, I would give the potential of the story, the expansion of that story, the future telling of that story, the universe that we're in, I'd give that a 10, hands down. It's an extremely interesting universe. It's a place that you want to learn more about, just like you did in Halo. It's you want these fan theories to be correct. You want to learn more. You need to learn more. And you need to learn all of you can about the universe. So I'd say that the universe that they created for Destiny is a 10. But the storytelling they did currently is
poop.
It's sad.
It's poop. Not to say that you shouldn't play through story, because a lot of the story missions are fun, which we'll get into gameplay. But
I enjoyed going through the campaign.
I did enjoy
going through the campaign.
Let's go ahead and jump into the campaign. I mean, gameplay.
Yeah, just segue in the... you go ahead.
This has actually seemed to be the highest point in the game. From what I've been able to judge from online reviews and just regular comments, that the gameplay is...
perfect.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
That's, can y'all expand
you're absolutely right. It's the only way you can stomach the annoyances of the storyline. And everybody like, oh, it's, you know, so repetitive. The storyline missions are just, you know, I counted how many times, like today, I had to guard my ghost while he was hacking. And it was like 4 times. You know, it was like, it literally was the same thing over and over again. Did I not have fun? I had a great time because, you know, you had different enemies coming at different angles. The AI is something that we'll talk about at the end of the gameplay, but it's very fun, so you ignore the fact you're doing that thing over and over again.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, the gameplay of Destiny is amazing. They did everything right. As far as that repetitive that people have talked about, I mean, it's a shooter. You're going to shoot things.
Yeah. I couldn't think of another way. Like, what else is he going to do?
Yeah.
Well, oh, he's the little thing that unlocks stuff or has tons of information. What else could they have us do?
All right.
Like, assassinate this guy, kill these people, guard me. Assassinate this guy, kill these people, guard me. I don't know.
Here's what I think, real quick, if I could just add this in here about repetitiveness, is look at Assassin's Creed.
Assassinate.
The first game was hailed with so much negativity because it was repetitive. Like, every time, when it came out, every single one of my friends, like, God, it's so boring. It's same thing over and over and over. But look at Assassin's Creed now.
It's still the same thing. They just improved on the way of doing it. They gave you so many angles.
It gets better basically after each game, from what I understand.
It does. Which I've only played 3, so...
I would not classify Destiny as repetitive. I think it was a blast. I never got bored playing the...
It is definitely repetitive, but it's not so repetitive that you can't stand it.
I kind of thought
but it's like, you kind of brought out that it's a shooter. It's like, what are you gonna, how much can you change up on a shooter?
Yeah.
You're killing things.
Like, to get where we are right now, you know, we're approaching, like, we're trying to get high level gear, so we have to go through the strike mission playlist. We're gonna have to do that several times in order to get our gear. You know, it's not just gonna be one playthrough and we're gonna get it. So there's going to be a lot of grinding in the game, but, like I said, for the most part, the gameplay makes up for that aspect. Now, the negative I wanted to get into with the gameplay is the hit and miss of the AI. I don't know what your opinion is on it, Josh, but it's like there's some times where the AI is just completely retarded and either they bunch up in groups or they just stand there. Like, they just don't react. And most of that happens on patrol, like the open world mission thing, not so much in strike missions or storyline missions. But there are other times where the AI is perfectly scary and you're scared to death of what's going to happen when you die, you know. So I think they did a better job of AI in Halo, but that could just be me being biased. So I don't know.
Yeah, as far as the AI go, I did notice that it's not as smart as some other games out there. One of the big things, especially on the lower level missions, is the range guys would just kind of sit behind a barricade, pop out, shoot. They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't try to flank you. The melee guys would always just kind of basically run straight at you. But then I started noticing, I did a level 22 story with a friend, and it was against the Cabal. And those guys have they have, you know, jetpack troopers, and they have guys with shields that you can't hurt them when they're behind the shields.
Think of a hunter with a pistol and can move around a bunch.
Yeah. And they were using really smart tactics. Like, the shield guys were out in the open and we're laying down fire and we couldn't do anything at range. And as soon as we get close, the rocket guys with their jetpacks would come out from behind rocks and start, like, attacking us. And we'd back up and they'd go behind rocks again. And so they were, like, legitimately using strategy and making it really hard for us. So I would agree with you, like, the AI is hit and miss. Sometimes they're really smart, sometimes, you know, it's just like they run at you and try to kill you. Strike missions and story missions, same thing you said. I did not notice a problem with the AI.
Yeah,
they were much better, yeah. In open world, yeah, they're not.
Now, the one thing I wanted to bring out about the AI was, Lance, the beta strike that you played,
mm-hmm,
with its stupid tank thing is literally the most boring boss in the game.
Yeah, oh, that's good to know, because I hated that point.
What the hell are you playing? In the
glitch mob. I'm surprised you can hear it that well.
While we're recording?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is it?
This is most pod.
Whatever.
Easy listening.
Anyways,
bro.
Yeah, the strike mission on Earth, which was the one strike mission available in the beta, is literally the worst strike mission. The story, the gameplay, the AI, the strike mission, everything gets better as you go through the game. So literally the Earth is the worst.
The enemies literally get better and better. It's like Fallen aren't that great. The Hive are scary.
The Vex
scared the poop out of
me. Dude, the Vex will sit there, and if you start shooting them in the weak spot and they don't die, they like hide their weak spot.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then I hate the Minotaur things.
I noticed when we were playing against those like priest guys. And the wizards. Anytime like their shield was down, they would go find cover.
They hide. Yeah. It was like stuff like that. Some of the like specific enemies are really smart.
The grunts are kind of retarded.
Yeah,
sometimes.
The grunts are kind of retarded, especially the hive guys. They just
come at you.
Yeah, they go.
They
want to
give
you
a big hug.
Yeah, which, I mean, they're kind of beastie zombie type things anyway, so, you know, that may be on purpose anyway. But one thing before we move on, it's not AI related, is just the smoothness of the gameplay. There is no clunkiness when you're running around and shooting. The guns react the way you would expect them to react. Switching between weapons, like everything about the gameplay, movement, and combat is just really smooth and really well done. Similar to the way Halo, you know, it's always very smooth.
And the seamless integration of world events popping up around you is pretty good.
Yeah. You can sit there, be playing by yourself on an open world, and then you have an event happen, and you got six guys around you that come up.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you're just screwed. But you know.
Yeah, I did do an event on Earth where I was like the only one.
Only on Earth the bad events happen. I don't. I guess because nobody's there, everybody's already max level.
Yeah. Venus, Mars. I've had plenty of people on events. The moon is hit and miss. But those are the lower level areas though. But even at level 20, they do still have like dailies for you to go back to those places and stuff. And I'm pretty sure that the AI scales. It's kind of like scales you down or scales them up or some way, because you're just not mowing down level six guys.
They don't make you dumber, so.
Well, yeah, I think they scale up the AI. Well, I didn't know, like maybe they scale down your damage and stuff is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Either way, so you're not like just mowing down guys.
Let's
super
get to
easy.
What I think is one of the most depressing things about the game.
Let me guess.
The graphics?
The exploration.
Oh, no. Above exploration. That. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. There I skipped again. One. Exploration. Yeah.
Destiny literally has a huge open world that is gorgeous, graphically insane. It looks so beautiful. And the layout is perfect for exploring. The problem is, there's no reason to. There is you. It's a waste of time to go wandering around unless you want to go just look at all the pretty colors. It's if I worked at Bungie and I made those maps, I would be furious because they've been wasted. Like every planet has a different theme. They look gorgeous and. You're not given a reason to explore other than finding a couple loot chests and a couple dead ghosts. That's it.
So, real quick, you just reminded me of something. The loot chests? Are they actually in anything other than open world?
Yeah, I found one in my strike. One of the strikes.
I've never found one. Of course, I don't look around too much, so...
Yeah, there was one in the strike that I did the other night. I found it. On the subject of exploration, and I guess it kind of goes into exploration and graphics are kind of hand in hand because we're going to be talking about a lot of the beauty and stuff. Same thing. This was one of the other. I would say the story and the exploration was my two biggest letdowns of Destiny. You sit there and you go into a cave and you expect something, you know. To find something cool, and it is literally an empty cave. Countless caves I've gone into, and it's just like, oh, what's in here? Disappointment. That is what's in caves in Destiny. during the beta, I remember going into this building, and you go down these steps, and it's dank and it's dark, and you go down, and there's some question mark level guys, and that you literally can't do damage to them. So when I hit level 20, I was like, I'm going back there. I'm going to find out what was behind there. So I go back there and they're level 18. And so there's three or four of them. I kill them. I go into where they were. There's nothing. That was literally what was down there. Three or four guys, high level guys. That was a huge disappointment. You know, I'm expecting, you know, like a mini dungeon, some explorable area, maybe a couple chests along the way. And it was three or four guys in a room. And I'm like, man, that's a waste.
They were just having a party and you interrupted them.
Basically. You know, another instance of just the letdown of the exploration is there was this big, massive gate, and there's this little nook that you can go into behind the gate, and it leads to some stairs, and the stairs are guarded by level 20s, and you fight through some level 20s, and you fight through some more level 20s, and it opens up, and you're fighting through some level 20s, and then you see this blue glow in the back, in like off in the back, and you go up to it, and it's just a blue glow. Device
I noticed that
has
that on
no
Venus. There's an area where I like fought to get to. It almost looked like, oh, this must be part of a mission or something. And then you get to this glowy thing, and you're like, huh? And yeah, I punched it. I shot it. I'm like, what the heck?
What does it do?
It literally does nothing. It was like,
so pretty.
It was like this huge teleporter thing with a force field around it, and there was a big abyss underneath it. And it was like, man, this thing is cool. There's something cool going on around here. And nothing.
It's almost like
it's just a piece of
unfinished something.
It's just a piece of pretty to put into Destiny. And that is my biggest gripe with Destiny is there is lots of pieces of pretty, but they don't do anything. And there's no explanation behind them. There's no lore behind them. You don't know what they are. We'll probably never know what they are. They'll probably just sit there. So, exploration is the biggest disappointment in Destiny because you want to explore. You want to go into this nook and cranny, and you want to find something cool.
Did you guys find the Master Chief building in the game?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Where is the
Master Chief building?
It's in Mars.
I actually haven't explored Mars very much. So
yeah, there's
no,
a building that looks exactly like Master Chief.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of funny. Well, it's helmet.
Right. I actually haven't explored. I just did the missions on Mars, and that was it. Yeah. I never actually explored it.
Was that all y'all's thoughts on exploration?
I think so.
Graphics. I mean, the graphics are
very pretty game. A lot of
even
detail.
For old gen, you know, 360. I'm shocked.
Yeah,
because they did.
We were really reluctant about even like giving 360 a chance.
Yeah.
On it. I noticed something real quick on Metacritic. I don't know if this has anything to do with the graphics. Obviously not, but it was just something interesting that I found as to how the game is doing with different systems as far as popularity and just general ratings. Last night, I checked it, and the Xbox One was the most popular system on there with a 7.2 or 5. And then it went PlayStation 4, and then the 360, and then PlayStation 3 ending at 4. So it's kind of interesting to see where it's going. Did y'all see the IGN's graphics comparison?
I just saw a screenshot. I didn't watch the video.
Hang on, let me change this.
Yeah, it's like, what the heck is that?
I don't know. I have it on radio, so... anyway, this is a little bit better. Wolfpack. I like the sound of that. So I can't really stand all of the, people saying, oh, I can't really tell a difference. Obviously there's a difference with each system. There is. Xbox One and PlayStation 4, as far as detail, they look the same, but Xbox One is darker. That's it. And 360 and PlayStation 3, you can't even compare. What did I just say?
You can't compare PlayStation 360?
Yeah, PlayStation 3, you can't compare. Because, I mean, they're basically the exact same, so.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's very surprising. I have experienced stuttering before. I don't know if that's happened to anybody on a next-gen console, but I was in a PvP match. It was not lag. It was literally too many textures going on at once, and I stuttered. You could tell the game dropped like 5 frames per second.
But that's also because
it was really
machine.
Weird.
It looks like it was made for next-gen and obviously put down it.
Yeah.
Ported down to 360.
And there are many games that you can do that with where you can, you know, have that happen, so.
But overall, I mean, like, you know, that's probably maybe one or two times it's happened to you. I've never experienced any problems, you know, so. The amount of details in the graphics is really nice.
Yeah.
They really put a lot of artwork into it.
The color palette.
Color palette.
It is really beautiful, I have to say.
So
you moved PvP up.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I did, because I screwed it up in the note. I was like playing with it, and they kind of got jumbled.
Well, we can talk about PvP.
Okay.
Do you want to go first, or you me go first?
You've done PvP more than I have. So
okay. So I play PvP a lot. I do enjoy it. I do have fun. But it is the most unbalanced PvP I have ever seen.
Now, are you talking about in shooters or just ever?
Probably ever.
Really?
Mainly because of the Crucible is supposed to have, level cap. Like, you can't use certain level advantages in the Crucible, and it's total BS. That's bullcrap. Because your armor can have a perk, your weapons can have a certain attribute that lets you reload faster, or you have more ammo of this, or it shoots more rounds of, and a level 5 person isn't going to stand a chance against a level 15 or 20 that has this good gear and has more points in his skill tree. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, I would say, like, they can level out the gear, but they cannot level out the point system, the perks you get in your talents.
Like, they would have to knock everybody to zero and give everybody the same weapon in order for the Crucible to be fair. Because right now, it's a mess. But like I said, I still enjoy it. It's still fun because I have really good games, and there are other games where I'm like, okay, I hate multiplayer.
I remember when I played the beta, all I had to do was run around with a shotgun, and I would win.
And that's what everybody does. That's what everybody does. It's funny because you're like, my shotgun doesn't do that. You're shooting Rice Krispies.
They are coming out with the Iron Banner.
They're shooting with Magnums.
In October, which is for... only max level players.
Yeah, and it has no restrictions. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what
exactly
that means.
It means that the gear you have, if you have better gear than somebody, you have better gear than somebody.
Yeah, but so it's like I said, the same still trickles down to the regular. Yeah. But the Iron Banner is really to show off. Yeah, like high level, I've grinded this much and have this.
Right, yeah.
So,
I don't have much to say on the actual PvP itself because I'm not a big fan of the PvP. I just don't know. It's not my thing. Mostly what I want to comment on the PvP system is you can't come into Destiny going, this is my new competitive shooter game.
Yeah.
There is no ranking, for now, and we don't know whether this is going to change. I imagine it's going to change, but
there is no ranking system.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is there's no competitive matchmaking to rank, so you don't get into a game where there's a level 26 guy against a level 5 guy.
Yeah. There's no matchmaking.
Right.
It's scrambled, and when somebody drops out, they're gone.
Yeah.
There is no replacing them or anything. There's no penalty.
I was playing a 3v3 where one of my teammates dropped out and we got another guy.
Oh.
And then
I've never ever had that happen.
It's happened to me once.
Could it be on a particular map or a particular mode?
I don't know. Like I said, I really haven't played the PvP a ton. But basically, that's what I want to say. It is not a PvP game. The PvP is a complement to Destiny. Now I'm sure, because they're probably going to get a lot of complaints about the matchmaking stuff, I'm sure that's something that's probably going to come out later. We already know that they're improving it with the Iron Banner. But right now it's not competitive. There is no ranking system to level up. You only get honor for the vendors and stuff. You only gain reputation, and that's for the vendors, not an actual skill rank system.
Yeah, basically, you show off what you got due to how many reputation points you got.
Yeah, well, and higher reputation allows you to get better gear.
Yeah.
So, It's basically like most MMOs where you need to get like exalted with a certain thing to get certain stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Which and then turns into a grind fest.
Yeah, it is a grind fest, but it's
it doesn't
not
feel like a grind fest, though.
Well, that's good.
Because the game but is just fun to play.
You can say that about any MMO that has gear that you have to get so many badges or coin. It's a grind fest.
But it's like what Josh just said. At least it's fun, though. Like, I can understand that. Sometimes it's not fun. I mean, like, WoW, it was fun, but only when it was, like, in raids for me. And then it was boring and dull when it wasn't in that, you know?
Right.
And it's important to point out that... Oh, go ahead.
Something, and I don't know where this is going to fit in, but the... You know, you were talking about, like, the grinding and stuff. The dailies. The dailies are really fun to do. It's...
Except the railgun one.
Yeah, well, I
don't
just,
like
I,
the railgun one.
I just don't do that one. I just don't do it. Like, they have a lot of really cool dailies, like get precision kills, and you can do this anywhere. So you can go into a strike mission, you can just be doing, like, patrols on the planets, which is a big part of the gameplay.
You can have a melee one, and then you can have a dick on your team that melees everything before you do.
Anyway,
I feel like you're talking about Josh.
Yeah, I totally was. I told him just to melee stuff, and
he's like right in front of me going, do. How come you didn't melee anything? Because they're dead.
There's a lot of... the ones I really like are the ones where you have to do a certain amount of things without dying, because it adds to the hardness of the game.
It is not fun. Especially when you're like, hey, we're going to take you into the strike mission. I know you almost have your daily done, so let's go in the strike mission where you're definitely going to die. I was so mad at you. Get 9,000 experience without dying. Yeah, almost there. What?
Oh my gosh.
I like it. So the dailies are really fun. That's all I was going to point out is, like, just the gameplay, the strike, everything is fun to do. And it's enjoyable.
Except people stealing your melee kills. That is not fun.
It's like a lot of fun.
Why don't we talk about the strike missions?
Yeah, which are, in other words, raids, correct?
No, raids are different.
Dungeons. Yeah. Strike missions are dungeons. They're the, three-person... They're the three-person... Strike dungeons. The raids are six people. So,
and what are the raids called, up to an hour?
Yeah, and are supposed to last more than an hour and require like a ton of cooperation and blah, blah, blah.
Boards like you had to get across this area where platforms were disappearing and reappearing, and all I could think of was, well, I'm screwed.
What is the mode called, though?
Strikes.
Oh. Wait, yeah. So the raids are strikes, so I was right.
Yeah.
I don't know, you call raids. Are going to be called raids, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
A strike mission is what it's called, and that is the three-person game, and that is basically a dungeon.
I think raids are strike missions
to gear up for raids.
Okay, raids are just raids.
And
okay,
raids are what I was trying to figure. Yeah, the six-person. So, anyways, one, I really like the strike missions. There is one that is just really hard. It's really fun to do.
You go ahead.
Well, like we said, the AI is, it's better.
Usually better
in strike
yeah.
missions. Most of the strike missions are really fun to do.
Epic
they're,
loot.
They are difficult.
Epic loot.
You know, there's good loot in them. And they're difficult. They offer an increased challenge. And the cool thing is you can start doing like strike missions at level 18. And as you get better gear, you can do it at level 20 and level 22 and level 24. So you can do all the different strike missions over again. They offer different levels of difficulty for them. So, you know, I would say trying to think of how many strike missions there are. Probably like
four
or five or six strike missions.
I haven't gotten as far as you, so I don't know.
So there's not a lot. I'm waiting for them to add more, but I've been playing them a lot, and I haven't really gotten burnout on any of them except for maybe the first one because it's boring.
And another big complaint that I see on comment stuff is like, well, the bosses are just giant bullet sponges. And for the first strike, I can say, yeah, pretty much, except for... No, not first strike is like that.
I mean, they put out a lot of damage, though.
They do, but it's like later, like as you progress, yes, they are bullet sponges. They have gargantuan amounts of health, but each boss has like this really annoying characteristic that you have to pay attention to, like the index one, I don't know what it's called, where that shield is in front of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't shoot through the shield, but if you start shooting at its weak spot, it like automatically starts shooting at you, and it hurts like a monkey.
Yeah.
And adds your spawning around you, and if you're not paying attention, you're dead within seconds.
Yeah, that's a big thing with strike missions is, yeah, the bosses are like giant sponges. They soak up damage, and they do a lot of damage.
They're actually just sponges.
Like, if you go to punch one, you'll regret it.
Yeah. And
trust
like,
me.
Like Ian was saying, that particular one we did, that one is really hard because of the shield, and then if you hit that weak spot, it like instantly turns on you and starts blasting away on
you. I love you.
So you have to have like really good coordination between your team. So one hits the weak spot, the next one, and you kind of go back and forth keeping it turning so that one guy just doesn't get pinned down.
Yep.
And like during most of the boss fights, they spawn adds at certain intervals. And so you've really got to like,
you can
pay
tell,
attention.
The first strike you can tell the adds are for ammo. It's like you just know they're just there for ammo. At least the other ads and the strikes that I've been done, they're there to kill you.
Yeah, and you do die by them if you're not paying attention. One time we were just shooting away at the boss and nobody realized the ads had spawned. And Josh, we wiped. and so, I mean, yes, the bullets, the bosses are the main, you know, attraction there, but then you have these, you know, and they have their own set of challenges, but then you also have usually another system working against you, like ads or something else that, you know, come in and you have to deal with them as well while the big boss is still firing at you. One of the downsides for co-op strikes though is I hate the fact that you can't talk to people automatically in your fire team.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That is like hugely weird. I mean you cannot
chat with them.
I mean you can see their name, you can pull up your Xbox Live thing and add them to your party with, you know, the recently plays thing. Right.
I actually had a guy want to add me and I was like, nah.
We did one of the level 24s last night, and you know the guy like invited us to his party. We're like, okay, fine. Well, you know, we'll you know, we've never done this one before, so we'll join his party and see if he, you know, has anything to say. And so we were in his party with him, and it worked fine. And then we left his party afterwards. But that's something you really like. Xbox Live provides that service. But like you really need to be able, yeah, it should be in game. You really need to be able to talk to your
strike.
It's
like they took it out so people wouldn't be cursing at each other. You know, really, that could have influenced the M rating. I'm serious.
I think so.
It could have influenced the rating of the game, so they didn't want to put it in. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Halo, you got a lot of little kids cursing at you, so maybe they didn't want to do the same thing for Destiny.
Yeah, or the idiots you go into. A strike and they go AFK in like 1 second. You're like, really?
Screw you, dude.
Really?
Hey, I'm dead. Come res me. You're not moving.
Yeah. You know, to say that could be a good thing that you can't hear them. So
yeah.
We'll just put that information out there that you can't hear the people in your fire team. You have to do it like an Xbox Live party or something. But Xbox does provide that service. There is a workaround. But overall, like, I really enjoyed the strike missions.
Yeah.
Final thoughts?
Yeah. What I've been doing, I mean, you guys obviously have played a lot of Destiny and I haven't, so I've been occupying myself over here. I didn't know y'all were finished.
Wow.
He's like,
come on, greatest
he's looking at train porn
ever.
Yes,
train
I am.
Porn. That's what all that stuff's going on in the background that he, every time he talks, all that
hipster foot. Yeah. Train so point.
Lance is really a furry.
Okay. Anyway, the presentation of the game. What exactly have you guys thought? How well it's been presented?
You said it best today, Josh.
Yeah. If anybody asks me what Destiny is, I will reply, Destiny is a jack of all trades, but master of none. You can't go into Destiny thinking it's an MMO. You can't go into Destiny thinking it's a PvP game. You can't go into Destiny for the story. What Destiny does is it's a really good shooter with lots of smaller aspects that add to the experience.
What about you, yeah. Ian?
No, that was exact. That's basically what it is. It's not great at everything, but it's not horrible.
Right.
It's not horrible.
So you feel like you got your money's worth.
Yeah, I would totally buy Destiny over again.
Yeah, and I would totally go through the storyline again once I hit max level and play everything on difficult. You know, some people may not do that, but it.
Yeah, go through the entire story on max difficulty. Yeah, I mean, yeah, all the story missions were fun. So, and especially with these fan theories that I was reading earlier, I'm like,
no, yeah,
I gotta go through the story again.
Oh my god! But
so overall, you guys
think
are pretty.
The problem with Destiny isn't the game at all. I think the negative press is due to the hype. We had the hype.
That's generally
for
what
so
happens
long.
With most games.
Yeah. I mean, look at Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a horrible game?
No, but it got reviewed terribly. I mean, not reviewed terribly.
It didn't get reviewed
hate
well.
From community. I was thinking of The Old Republic. I mean, that game got hyped for years upon years.
Yeah. And there was nothing wrong with The Old Republic when it came out. It was just once you hit max level, there wasn't enough to do.
And let's
and
hope
so, and
Destiny
that, I think
doesn't
that's
do
a,
the same thing.
Right? That is the problem with a lot of big budget games these days, is you have to hype up a game so much that it'll sell well, but then once people play it, it can't possibly live up that hype. And I think, and that is a problem with both the developers and the communities. As players, we expect an unrealistic amount from game developers.
I don't want to sound like an old jerk, but I think our age group, we don't suffer from that. We've been we've
as
been around
much.
Long enough to know what we're gonna get. And it seems like the younger people, you know, once they see so many presentations at E3 or a trailer, they're like, yeah, this will be the best freaking game ever. They buy it. They listen to their friends, and they're like, yeah, this game sucks. Blows.
And I mean, you think about some of the greatest games we ever played, Star Wars The Old Republic, Halo, different older games like that that we went into. We weren't expecting miracles. And we had a blast, and it was a game that was awesome, and it was new, and it was, you know, so that's
you play
a,
games
that's a big
to play
problem.
A game, not give it an Oscar.
Yeah.
Which,
it's a big
today's
problem.
Today's standards,
with,
that's pretty
yeah,
much what it is.
Yeah, today's standards, just the amount that people expect from a game, the amount that developers have to publish a game to even, you know, make their money back. I mean, you know, you've got to sell a ton of Destiny to make back the $500 million that supposedly went into
that
it.
That sounded wrong.
They already have. I think they've already made their money up within a few days.
Right.
It's the highest selling in the UK.
Part of that, yeah. Yeah, that hype has to sell the game.
Because everybody bought it. And everybody's like, what the heck?
Right. And,
I thought
and
the
and
people that made Call of Duty and Halo made this game. Crap.
I mean, that's just a whole nother problem, and you know that's not going to go away. It's just going to get worse.
Yeah, like I said, over in the UK, it was their biggest launch that they've ever had.
It's crazy,
like in history. So, yeah, the hyping
worked.
That's
bigger than Call of Duty, then?
That's, it says, yeah, ever.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was posted on IGN today. It was pretty insane.
Dang.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, they put $500 million into this game, supposedly.
Activision's competing with itself.
and they don't hype up the game. You know, it's like, well, they're not going to make their money back.
See, I went into this game hating Bungie for the way they promoted this game for Sony. You know, it plays better on PS4. Oh, ha, ha, ha. They're going to get all the DLC. Oh, ha, 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 ha. I couldn't stand that crap. Everybody's like, yeah, but, you know, Xbox says they're exclusive, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but we have to wait a year for that? That's crap.
Yeah, that's a whole nother can of worms.
So, but after playing the game, I still don't give a crap about Bungie. It still reminds me of when I first played Halo, the music, the environment. It's very reminiscent of what I'm used to playing, and that's why I enjoy it.
It's a game that feels good to play.
I even told Josh they could it's like you could reskin this game to be a Halo MMO.
You can literally do that.
It's like they wanted to do that and went, oh, we can't. And so they just made up some stuff. I don't know.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left. Do you guys want to give like your closing remarks on the game?
But we just closing did. Comments. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think we just did.
Okay. I guess I was looking at something.
You did mention something about a clan system on Bungie's site.
Yeah, but I think it's just a form thing.
Okay.
I didn't even notice, but remember the when they had that event, like Strength of the Wolf? There was a tree. There's a lot more PvP rewards we noticed than PvE, at least right now.
So I did figure this out. There are 4 vendors for Crucible stuff.
Okay.
And there
I think there are more
vendors.
Because there's one for Iron Banner. There's one for another one. So
I found Future War Call, which everything you buy from them is Crucible. Dead Orbit, everything you buy them is Crucible. And then the 2 Crucible guys, one that sells guns and one that sells armor. For Vanguard, you have your class representative guy that sells Vanguard armor.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I finally found the other guy for Vanguard that sells weapons, and that's over by the ship person.
Oh.
It's like across from Dead Orbit. So I still think that I think they should have made, because Dead Orbit has some really cool looking stuff.
They
should have made one of those for Vanguard.
Looks, I'm sorry,
fruity.
They're too many colors. Like, that is not tactical at all. You'd be a freaking bright neon light in PvP.
Hey. If you go into a neon club though, you'll be good. Yeah.
Maybe they'll come out with a neon rave club map.
Strike mission.
You'll be so invisible. But no.
The Dead Orbit stuff looks great.
Yeah, it does. And it sounds cool.
Guys, we gotta close up.
Oh.
I was
going to go into explaining the leveling system.
No. Let's just say this. If you're on the fence and you're poor, play somebody else's Destiny. But if you have the money, just buy it.
It's worth the money. And I would buy it over again.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a bunch for your week after Destiny review. Awesome. I think it was pretty informative. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way, even though it might have sounded just like that. thanks for listening to the show, guys. Don't forget to tune in next week for episode 32. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. And we hope everybody has a great night.